If you've ever seen a little film called Titanic, you may be familiar with the Irish rock band Gaelic Storm. They're the ones performing the unforgettable music in the third-class compartment of the doomed ocean liner while Kate and Leo dance the night away. For over 10 years and through 10 albums, Gaelic Storm has blended traditional Irish melodies with modern rock and their own flavor of sardonic wit. Like most great Irish bands, the initial meeting that led to the formation of Gaelic Storm happened in a pub. However, this particular pub wasn't in Dublin, Cork, or Kerry, but instead in Santa Monica, California. That's where struggling British artist and musician Steve Twigger met up with an Irish expat named Patrick Murphy. After a few pints of negotiations, the two became friends, and Gaelic Storm was born. Now Gaelic Storm returns to Cincinnati's Taft Theater on March 10th to celebrate their greatest hits collection entitled Full Irish. To tell me more about the band, the concert, and their music is Steve Twigger, founding member of Gaelic Storm. Well, Steve, thanks for being on Around Cincinnati.
No problem. Nice to chat with you.
I was wondering if you could give me a little bit of history on the band itself, and particularly, I wonder if you could tell me about your first meeting with Patty Murphy.
Yeah, we all met down in Santa Monica, Los Angeles, back when Patrick was actually the manager and bartender at an Irish pub that opened up around the corner from me. So, of course, I was one of the first customers in there. I think the paint was still wet on the walls when I walked in. And I met with Pat, shook his hand. I'm like, I'm your neighbor. You're going to be seeing a lot of me. And then, but I actually bought them a gift, too. I framed up a Guinness poster and bought that in. It's still on the wall in there some 25 years later. Yeah, it's sort of a lifelong friendship then with Pat. I can sing a few songs. You know, I play guitar. And for the next few months, we got together, and it became Gaelic Storm.
And prior to that, you were sort of doing your own thing, playing music and also doing visual art. And then how did this all come together to form this band that we now know as Gaelic Storm?
I've been doing advertising for some time and always had a band on the side, but I decided to play music with Pat just because it was fun. You know, I really didn't want to take it seriously. I honestly just wanted to have a good time. We were playing there in Los Angeles. We booked a little festival there that we played at, Irish Festival. And lo and behold, the musical director for the Titanic movie came by, saw us, put it in that scene down below decks, flew us to Mexico. We were in that, what turned out to be the biggest movie of all time. And, you know, that opened up a whole bunch of doors. And then it sort of took off nationwide and worldwide after that. And here we are, however many years later, almost 20 years later, with 11 albums. And just, you know, it's been quite the ride.
I'm glad you brought up Titanic. I was going to ask you, how did you get that gig? Was it completely different performing on a movie set than it would be, say, performing on a stage in front of a crowd?
Yes and no. We thought it was going to be that they had come to the pub where we play and videotaped us. And that was really the thing that sealed the deal for James Cameron. He saw that video of us in the pub and saw the fun we were having, saw the fun the people around us were having, the audience. And he wanted to recreate that. He just wanted to basically take that and put it in his movie. But even when we recorded the music that you hear in the movie there, he had us bring cases of beer and our friends down to the recording studio, Sony Studios in Santa Monica, and recreate a little bit of a party even when we were recording. And then on set, he kept filmed all the very serious scenes up to the night before, so like the death scene where Leo falls off that door and disappears forever. He'd filmed that the night before, deliberately got all that seriousness out of the way so that he could this party scene filmed the next day and everybody let off steam. So we thought it was going to be different, but really he wanted to just recreate this party scene. Well, our gigs at the time were sort of long four-hour events at the pub, but it was a four-day event to film that 3 or 4 minutes that you see in that movie. So that took a little bit of time.
Just take after take after take. And like you said, it opened a lot of doors for you. What was your first impression after the film that you thought, okay, people are starting to take notice of us?
It hit a nerve. That whole scene, that whole premise of that scene, that the steerage class was actually having a better time in their poverty and their lowly surroundings than the first class stiff, sort of wealthy people. That hit a nerve across the country. So when we went out there, people arrived with this, already having this idea that it's going to be a fun time and a party time. So we were just able to keep that going. And then, of course, over the course of time, we've work really hard on just all the really professional skills it takes to be out on the road and perform with what became a sort of contemporaries. As I say, here we are, you know, we're in the studio right now doing I think this is our 12th album, and we've had 5 World Music Billboard number ones. Been writing our original music now for almost 20 years, so it was that great foot in the door, and the party spirit just lives on. But, you know, we've become a really professional touring band since those days.
Sure, and you're well known as an Irish rock-type band, not dissimilar, I would say, from, say, the likes of Black 47 or even the Pogues. But what I find curious is that of the 5 members in your band, only one of them is actually Irish.
You mentioned the Pogues. I think even Shane McGowan there was born in London. The original band were all London guys with Irish roots. And I think that's what infuses our band. We've got Patrick from Cork City, Ireland, which when his spirit infuses the whole band. Obviously, I'm a Englishman born, but a lot of Irish and Scottish heritage in my background. Gypsies even, back when my family married into the Travellers, came through England. And Canadian influence is very much a Scottish heritage. Ryan, the drummer, and Kiana, now a fiddle player, are just steeped again in the traditions of all kinds of music, but very, you know, heavily influenced by every kind of music, really. We all bring that to the table, and then that becomes this sort of world mix that we walk out on stage with.
And I've been listening extensively in the past week or so to your, I guess, is a greatest hits collection called Full Irish, which is 15 songs, but of those songs, 3 of them are new. One is that piece from the movie Titanic, Irish Party in Third Class. One is sort of a much more traditional Irish song, Whiskey in the Jar. But then you have the second to last track, which is a really powerful one called Spider Bite. Could you tell me about the creation of that one?
We put together sets of old jigs and reels. Some of these are 100 years old in their origins, and some are composed by our piper, Peter. We kind of weave those together with our percussion and instrumentation. The Spider Bite name came about because Peter, the piper, actually got a really serious spider bite up in New York. And he got bitten sometime in the afternoon, and by that evening his leg had turned him black and blue. But we had to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning to catch a flight from upstate New York to the middle of Iowa. So we had to travel for something like 12 hours that day, and then we had to drive and do a show that night. So being the show must go on kind of band that we are, he limped on through with his leg turning black and blue. And anyway, right after the gig, we rushed into hospital and gave him some antibiotics and saved every part of him that was needed. So anyway, we named the set the Spider Bite after that.
Fantastic. And some of the other songs on particularly this collection, I'm hoping that they're at least loosely based on true stories. Like, did you actually punch Russell Crowe?
True story. That was Patrick. And yep, that is, as I say on stage quite often, all of our true stories have some element of truth in them. That one is actually probably the most truthful of them all. Russell Crowe was a regular at the bar that I met Patrick O'Brien's in Santa Monica, and would come in and hang out there. And they were kind of sort of mostly friends, I guess, with him. But, you know, he can be a bit of a handful at times. And Patrick had to throw him out one night for smoking a cigarette. I guess that was a fairly tame reason for throwing him out. But, of course, it was the law back then. But they got into a little punchy match. And Patrick managed to land one on Russell Crowe right there. And I ended up writing the song about the incident.
Well, and the way that the story is put to music is fantastic. And you guys are coming to town on Tuesday, March 10th to the Taft Theater. How many times, to your best recollection, have you visited Cincinnati?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I couldn't tell you. We've been on the road now. We've been touring for almost 20 years, 200 days a year on the road. And we were all through town after town after town. I mean, we've been coming to Cincinnati since probably 16, 17 years ago. We haven't hit it as many times as perhaps some other towns that we passed through. But it's always a good time. And I think we were there last year. And as I recall, had a good time. So I don't see why it shouldn't be any different this year. I think it's going to be a blast.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Steve. And best of luck to you. And hopefully we will catch you at the Taft Theater very soon.
Jim, thank you very much. Yeah, come on down. We'll keep the party going.
Sounds great. I've been speaking with Steve Twigger from the band Gaelic Storm. They will be performing Tuesday, March 10th at the Taft Theater. For links to tickets and more information, please visit wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jim Noland.